This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roxanne Roberts, and Paul Provenza. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you all. In just a minute, Carl gets all Rich Little on the news. And who's Carl this time? If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, let's meet the nominee to be the next Attorney General, Michael Mukasey. Now, Judge Mukasey is a law and order conservative, as you might expect, but what's giving a bit of hope to civil libertarians is that he did, in fact, once publicly protest one aspect of the controversial Patriot Act. There's one thing about it he didn't like. Just one. What?
Let's see. The investigation into the library books he had taken out.
No. Let me give you a special Paula hint for this show only.
Yes.
A Patriot Act by any other would still smell as sweet.
A Patriot Act by any other name...
Thank you, it's name, yes, Paula, you're right. That's what he didn't like about it.
Oh, he didn't like the name.
He didn't like the name Patriot Act. That was his objection. So there's various infringements on heretofore inviolable civil rights, no problem,
but the name,
he didn't like it.
Was he afraid people would confuse it with the movie, like Patriot Games?
No, he thought it was a little much. He suggested that the full name of the act, which is Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Interrupt and Obstruct Terrorism. He thinks that was just picked to form the acronym USA Patriot Act. You think? No, really?
Rosebud.
Also, we heard this week that he has some detractors. They were his own bodyguards, federal marshals, that were assigned to him after he oversaw an important terrorism case in the 90s. They say he made them do personal tasks like picking up laundry, getting groceries. Now,
and
at first...
Made them change their names.
Exactly. Well, at first, Judge Mukasey said the marshals were just disgruntled employees, but then he realized that's not how the Bush administration's chief law enforcement officer should behave. So now he says he can't recall ever having a security detail. Roxanne,
yes.
Florida Congresswoman Ginny Brown Waite is looking to hire a new legislative assistant. Interested applicants must be hardworking, extremely well organized, and know how to do what?
Does this involve the internet?
It does not, strangely enough.
Sports?
No.
Sex?
It might, but they're not putting that in the application, as far as I know. No, it's not that.
Okay. I need a hint then.
You need a hint. Well, in previous experience at a school of public policy or perhaps working at Long John Silver's might help.
Waiter or waitress?
No.
I'm sorry.
Long John Silver's specifically. What do they do in the back at Long John Silver's?
Oh, fish.
What do they do to the fish?
They have to be able to clean fish. They flay and clean and debone. And
close enough. They have to be able to provide a recipe for bass. They have to be able to cook bass. Filing, computer skills, great. We need them. But do you bread your fish with cornmeal or flour? That is the question. At least it is on the application that Representative Ginny Brown Waite has handed to applicants. She's looking for a new legislative assistant. She requires applicants to, quote, know how to cook a delicious bass, unquote.
But we still haven't solved the bass mystery here, then.
Well, we don't know. But it is true that the prospective employees have to submit a recipe with their application. They're throwing away the applications that don't have the recipe. It is not a joke.
Is she a Republican or a Democrat?
She is a Republican.
Ah, because the Democrats, they're big on tilapia.
Do you think? Farm raised.
No, has she explained why she's doing that? Has anybody spoken?
Well, apparently,
I think it speaks
her?
For itself.
No, a spokesman said the requirement is to ensure that applicants follow directions and are fun-loving and have a sense of humor.
When it comes to comedy, a nice piece of bass. Nothing funnier than a nice, light, flaky fish.
The fish on the land ain't happy. They saw Thursday in the bowl. But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse of fate. One day when the boss get hungry, yes, you gonna be on the pay.